Thank you, Mr. Chair. So as indicated earlier today, in the morning session, we have the document EC Trans WP 5/2021-6, where in which you can find the as I referred to it before, draft definitions. And so the idea, as per the mandate received by this group of experts, is to work on those definitions and change them further with the meaning to improve them as far as this is deemed appropriate. So I suggested now we go through those definitions, and of course that doesn't mean that we have to go through all of them today and finish them all today, but start the discussion on those definitions. Also, that doesn't mean that on any specific definition that we will undertake today, we need to finish already working. We can add new elements and then continue thinking about it. So the way we want to work it is really open. The idea is that within the mandate, we should be in the position to have a good list of agreed definitions within the group of experts. So you do remember that we had the cycle track. I did not put on the slide the cycle track because there's not much maybe we need to be discussing. The definition is agreed through the 1968 Convention on Road Traffic, as I said. One thing that maybe this group may want to be considering in that context is the width of the cycle track. On the other hand, maybe this is something to be put separate when it comes to parameters of infrastructure. So like this, we don't need to mix definitions with certain parameters. Okay, so then let me start with the definitions for the non-compulsory cycle track. So the draft definitions that you find in the document, and I refer to it on the slide as a possible definition, is that a non-compulsory cycle track is an independent road or part of a road designated for cycles, but the cyclists are not obliged to use them. And one thing that you may wish to recognize in this is that, of course, in defining the non-compulsory cycle track, we, of course, do refer to the definitions of a cycle track, because the first part of the definition is actually taken from the compulsory cycle track. Now, for your consideration, I put what are the implications. So usage of non-compulsory cycle track, because there is no obligation to use. And actually, this morning we had a good discussion in this regard. Both Mr. Hoffman and also our chair were giving examples why it does make sense to apply a non-compulsory cycle track. And when it comes to the other issue that I put for consideration, use of a road sign for sign posting, I think this is something we don't need to be discussing, because the answer is delivered by the group of experts on signs and signals. Now, to the first point. So we have the definition, as you can see it on the slide. And my question to you is, in view of what has been said this morning, that pretty much the recommendation is that a non-compulsory cycle track shall be applied when there is the carriageway used under special traffic regulation. So as we discussed, that there is a speed limit or there is a high demand for cycling traffic, and so you can move some of the cycle traffic, the faster one, to the carriageway. Whether these elements should somehow not be included in the definition, or whether there shouldn't be anything that actually further clarifies or suggests how in practice a non-compulsory cycle track should be used. So I think this I would put as a point for discussion between experts. Thank you.